to the effing editor, the not-so-genius of capitalism. Michael Eisner, head cheese mouse of Disney.inc, must be scratching his cheesy head these days. I mean, if a CEO's job is to maximize return on investment for shareholders, why has he not been beheaded? He denied the option to be distributor of Michael Moore's bush-bashing film Fahrenheit 9/11. The film was a shock and awe success. It just won the People's Choice Award for Best Film, which he dedicated to military families, made millions at the box office, and has the potential to make millions more in DVD sales and George Bush dolls with Mickey Mouse or Spock-type ears. Will Moore win another Academy Award in March and add to the pot? Pundits on TV never stop yapping about the genius of capitalism and how our prosperity is based upon this economic system, the envy of all the world, even if it pollutes the hell out of everything. But when Eisner turns down the potential of Moore's film, they remain mum. The fact of the matter is that the First Amendment will always take a backseat to capitalism. Remember COINTELPRO? Any anti-capitalism political party was attacked. It'll be interesting to see how Moore will go after the health care industry in his next film. Oh, and by the way, I've just realized that the word communist is only one letter away from community, something sadly lacking in our society. And an anarchist is the opposite of a monarchist, exactly what the American Revolution was all about. Bye-bye, King George.